it's getting good now, isn't it, Todd?
Oh, he's finally in.
Yes, Todd Zwillich, Takeaway Washington correspondent, on the prospect of Newt Gingrich entering the GOP fray. Now, here's my analysis, and I know nothing, okay? Let me just state that for the record.
All right.
Gingrich looks around and says, amongst these midgets, I am a giant.
Well, he might look around and say, amongst these children of politics, I am a giant, because nobody had ever heard of Mitt Romney back when Newt Gingrich was doing his thing in the House of Representatives, the former speaker, right?
Right.
And Newt's going to announce his candidacy tomorrow, John, and he's going to do it in a way that Romney and Pawlenty sort of already beat him to it, at least when they announced their ankles in the water exploratory committees. Newt is going to announce his candidacy via Twitter and Facebook tomorrow. That's according to his spokesman, Rick Tyler, who tweeted the news. That'll come tomorrow. Appearance on Sean Hannity on Fox News tomorrow night. Newt won't speak publicly in terms of a speech or anything like that till Friday. He'll give a speech at the Georgia GOP convention and lay out his vision for his candidacy. And vision is what Newt's all about. It's kind of his thing.
And the Newt Gingrich brand is all about sort of this futuristic, I'll use Twitter, I'm all about the internet and government transparency and a kind of 21st century civic organization of government, but he's also about the base, which is why he's on Sean Hannity.
Well, right. I mean, look, every Republican candidate for the nomination is about the base. Keep in mind, none of these people is running to beat Barack Obama yet. They're running to beat each other, which means you have to get to the base. You really got to appeal to the right. This year, you got to appeal to the Tea Party. Newt, I think, believes that one of the pieces of appeal that he has here is a bridge between some of the competing factions in the Republican Party today. The Tea Party, of course, you have to think about them. Traditional conservative Republicans and also establishment Republicans. He used to be one, by the way. He was Speaker of the House in the 90s,
right,
before his spectacular fall. He knows, really, really knows how to talk the conservative philosophical game. He really, really does. And he does have some clout with traditional conservatives. He knows how to give voice to traditional conservative values. The question is whether what he says and some of the stories of his actual life will comport enough to satisfy conservatives who are a little bit upset with him.
Well, he does have that squeaky clean personal background. How does he talk about that, Todd?
Not exactly. Okay, so let's lay it all out for Newt, get the story out for him. Of course, Newt Gingrich has had a couple of nasty divorces in his life that he has tried to contend with. He's also had a couple of instances of infidelity. The only reason I'm talking about it is because he's talked about it, and he's had to talk about it because conservatives in the Republican Party are talking about it. It's a liability for him. Listen to Newt in his own words here. This is back in March when he was toying with the idea of running for president. He was on the Christian Broadcasting Network on the 700 Club, which is where you go to talk directly to values conservatives, talking about some of his own infidelities in the past. Listen to Newt.
There's no question that at times in my life, partially driven by how passionately I felt about this country, that I worked far too hard, and that things happened in my life that were not appropriate. And what I can tell you is that when I did things that were wrong, I wasn't trapped in situation ethics. I was doing things that were wrong, and yet I was doing them.
He had an affair with America? Is that what he's saying there?
That was some of the blowback on the internet and elsewhere. That apology or that explanation did get ridiculed a little bit, explaining that he had cheated because he loved America just that much.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Even Bill Clinton didn't use that excuse.
We'll see just how well. Look, this is a political reality for Newt. He's got a lot going for him. He's got fantastic name recognition. Look, we're calling
him Newt.
I'm glad
he's in there.
Right?
I'm glad he's in there.
Yeah. We're calling him Newt. You know, who else has that kind of name recognition besides Hillary? I mean, that's star power. Whether or not Republicans are looking for a new face, somebody like Pawlenty or possibly Mitch Daniels, new on the scene, or they're looking for an old hand, somebody like Newt Gingrich who's been around for 30 years, I guess only they know. But there's two questions.
And you're the perfect person to ask. Number one, apparently this means that somebody's opening their checkbook for Newt Gingrich, or at least he thinks that he's going to get that answer sooner rather than later. And secondly, what are the early states in the primary race where he's powerful?
South Carolina for sure. He can go up and probably make a strong showing in New Hampshire. Well, these are all the early states where he's got to make an early run. I don't know the dynamics between New Hampshire and Iowa for somebody like Gingrich, but South Carolina has lots of values conservatives, and it might be exactly where Newt Gingrich is strong. I will say this in terms of fundraising, John. I don't necessarily think that Newt Gingrich, like a lot of Republicans lately, is going to be holding fundraisers at the Lady Gaga concert. That's where some Republicans in Washington have been doing fundraisers. I don't know if that's Newt's thing. What do you think?
I saw Gaga last night at a fundraiser here in New York, and she wasn't talking Newt Gingrich. But
she wasn't?
Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent, outing me on my Gaga visit last night. Thanks so much, Todd.